Okay. I mean, at least
he gave it a higher pitch. Like,
nah, he goes up like, who goes up and down octaves?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
I'll practice.
You sound like, you ever played Lego Star Wars?
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to talk about this song real quick. Because I felt like I resonated with it just because, like, after what happened between me and my girl, I felt used after.
What happened, man? Let us know.
Bro, so...
Tell us what you're comfortable with.
Yeah, of course, man. So, I was just... We were going out on Valentine's Day. And everything was good. Everything was great. I paid. I picked up the meal.
Of course. And
I,
as you should.
Yeah, and I'm walking her back to her place, and she's like, I need to break something to you. And she's like... And I'm all for the people. And, I'm really supportive of her.
We took the bus last week and you only talked about it.
Yeah.
I saw you were passionate.
Yeah, because now they are transitioning. And congrats to them. But I just, I don't have that type of time in my life right now to just, and they told me, like, you know, we think we should take a break. And it was their idea. And then, yeah. So, if you're listening right now, you know,
so,
I miss you.
So, you say they. Are you referring to, like, a group of people? Or?
Not, like, because... So, it was a her. I'm not it. That was...
It is crazy.
She... them... I don't know how to... they never told me what to, like, refer to them.
One person can't be they.
But... All right, you know what, Mir? I'm sorry for hearing that.
Like a sock.
But this next song is called Ultraviolet, Light My Way. And, you know, hopefully this song will light your way out of sadness.
It definitely will.
By you too.
Love, I know it's not cheap. Oh, come on, baby.
That was Ultraviolet, Light My Way by U2. Luca, I know you went to go see U2.
I did, recently.
How was that?
It was pretty cool. I lost my voice during this song, actually. Oh, wow. Surprisingly.
How's that happen?
I didn't even realize that until we started playing it, but yeah, it was fun.
So,
how does your voice, like, lose itself?
I was screaming a lot.
Oh.
I was screaming the words.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Is it like how I lost myself?
Oh my God, brother.
Mere.
I know we said we're here for you, but we're not. Stop talking.
But right now we're here for Luca. So.
Of course.
For me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a big super fan of U2.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was a very small child.
Yeah.
So it's been cool to see them a lot.
That's tough.
That's cool.
It is awesome.
Yeah, that actually is cool. How would you rate the concert from like 1 to 10?
I give it a 10 out of 10.
Did you like this Sphere one more or the last one?
I enjoyed the song choices more this one.
Uh-huh.
But I liked the people around me more than the last one.
Okay.
Because they were more fun.
Mm-hmm. I thought the angel thing they did last time was so sick.
Which
like
one?
The Falling Angels.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know what you're talking about, but it's like, I saw like a clip of it.
Yeah, same.
And it was like heaven, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, like the animals?
I think, I don't know.
Hopefully.
There's like a bunch of like,
I think we're a little
there's
lost.
Like a bunch of like animals and stuff. It's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, there was like a like white light at the very top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Ultraviolet.
What'd you guys think of that song?
I liked it. You know, I'll admit, I'm not an avid listener of U2.
Me neither.
I think this might have been the first song I've heard from them. And I'm a fan. I like it.
Cool.
Yeah. I like the ending. The start was kind of slow for me, where even if you said that yourself, it was kind of quiet. But then, I don't know, just the simplistic ending, it just resonated with me, you know?
Yeah, they do that a lot. Most of their songs are, like, built up a lot, which is cool.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how it should be. Anyways.
Is that exactly how it should be?
That is exactly how it should be.
Why'd you shrug that off?
What's that?
That's exactly how, anyways.
What do you know that's not broke that you can't fix?
What?
What do you know that's not broke that you can't fix?
Jump shot.
Your jump shot.
I mean, you can fix it, but like, I mean, if it's not broke.
You can always improve.
Yeah.
Unless you're like Curry.
That's kind of
crazy. I like Curry.
Adrian's biggest inspiration of all time
is LeBron James.
That's true. You should see him on the court. Adrian Ball is like LeBron James.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm actually like 7'10".
He could give Jordan a run for his money.
Yeah.
You don't have his hairline, though, which is good.
Great thing.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah,
Michael Jordan is bald.
And LeBron James.
And he's balding, yeah.
Balding.
That's bad.
Tough. It's almost there.
So, it's almost. They should be there. It would look better. Speaking of Michael Jordan.
James.
Yeah, I'm going to ignore that. I just want to say Michael Jordan has like 4 children and none of them play basketball.
They did.
Yeah. Really?
None of them are currently in a league.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're just, they mooch off their father. That's disgraceful.
Mario, who's your goat?
Yeah, G-O-A-T. Yeah,
of what?
Just of, in life.
Yeah.
Like my role model, my inspiration. Flight Reacts.
Why is that?
And Karl Malone.
Cash Nasty. LeBron James, biggest fan.
Ted Bundy's pretty cool too.
Josh Giddey.
Yeah.
I know that's Beer's favorite.
Role model.
Yeah, you know, we know someone who looks like him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Owen Kerr.
Yeah.
Kind of
looks like Josh
Giddey. His brother too, Nick.
Can you say the full name?
Wow.
What?
You know what, Mir?
Wow, Mir.
What? Like, his brother's name is Nick.
He doesn't have a brother.
He does.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
What's his last name?
No, he doesn't.
It's the same as Owens.
And what's Owens' last name?
What are you talking about?
I'm asking. Sure. Nope. That's not what you said.
It's Sure.
Nope.
It's Owen Sure.
It's Owen Kerr.
No.
Shut up.
So okay. what are you trying to call me, man?
No way.
My
friend?
And my brother?
You're not brothers.
Bro, it's brother from another mother, bro.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Yeah.
You said what?
I said Betty Benef.
Okay. Betty's Lodge.
Well, Betty Benef and that big bodacious.
The Future Is Our Way Out is the name of the next song by Bridget Causey Baby.
Now the end is here.
Spotify.
All right, that was "The Future Is Our Way Out" by Bridget Calls Me Baby.
Does Bridget call you baby?
I actually do not know a Bridget, but
neither do I. Mir, do you know one?
Yeah. I know a Betty.
So do I. Actually, not,
that wasn't it's the question. Not
Bridget. Yeah, it's,
okay. Yeah, it's not
my
Bridget.
Yeah. My Betty.
Yeah, it is your bad. Anyways, you know, album cover for this song is kind of interesting. It's pretty. Looks like a Backrooms level.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of houses, but like each one of them is like the same, and they're all like perfectly spread apart. And like the clouds are like perfectly gray.
I love when it's perfectly spread apart.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So.
What?
Mirror.
So.
What?
Do you anything to say?
Oh yeah, it reminded me of the Smiths. Just a little bit longer than I liked. The song, I mean. And then.
What's so funny?
Yeah.
I had a cough. I'm a little sick.
You sick? Sound like a cough.
Yeah. You're sick?
A sick.
Why are you here? COVID-19?
COVID.
Shout out COVID.
Yeah.
COVID-19.
Mirror, like, are you okay?
No.
Right now?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's just like a little cough. So that's why I got.
Yeah. My mom's sick right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sick right now, too.
I think I got it from my mom.
You know, Real the Menace made a song called I'm Sick. You should check it out.
Yeah, you should. Real the Menace.
No, we shouldn't play it. Okay. That is explicit Spotify. Content.
All right, okay, I'll play it right now. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I mean, if it wasn't explicit content, I would play it.
Of course.
But
with that thug Real the Menace, you know.
Mario, I feel like you should
the thug
put some music out so we can play it next week.
Brother. Put some music out?
Yeah. Or even like from your own, you know, like files and
archives.
Stuff. Mm, archives, yeah.
The unreleased Real the Menace?
Yeah, unreleased. It'd be premium actually, it'd be rare.
True. Give the ladies and gentlemen of Lamb the pleasure listening to Real the Menace.
Mm, exactly. Because really? The world needs to know.
The world needs to know. The world needs to know.
Yeah. Needs to.
They need to. It's not an option.
No, it isn't.
They have to know.
This is a quick PSA before the next song.
This show, or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
All right, that was a PSA. The next song is called Gratisfaction by The Strokes. You know, I played a song by The Voids last week, and the same singer from The Strokes was a singer of The Voids, so we're going to be playing a little bit both of both worlds. So, yeah, here's going to be Gratisfaction by The Strokes.
Yeah. He could never mention it or hear it now without quick tears in his eyes. Ooh, 'cause I'm never gonna get my love. We can only blame the sun. You get tired when the days are too long. You get lonely when the days are long. Oh, you're never gonna get this love. We can roll around in the dark. That's about as far as we go. Good in the morning,
that was Greatest Faction by The Strokes.
The Strokes. Let me just say, I'm a fan of that song. I'm a fan of The Strokes. And I could definitely see me riding in the car, windows down, hair in the wind and everything, with a grimace shake in my hand.
Yep.
While listening to Skibbity Toilet.
That'd be tough.
I thought you were listening to The Strokes. Yeah,
actually, no, I'm listening to The Strokes, but I'm also I'm distracted driving. I'm watching Skibbity Toilet on my phone.
So it's like those like TikTok videos dangerous. Where they have like a video on top and then like Subway Surfers.
Yeah, yeah, and like Family Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it goes like Skibbity Top Top. Yeah.
That's my stuff. Can't go wrong with The Strokes.
Can't go wrong with The Strokes.
Never go wrong. This is off the Angles album, actually. I feel like this album's kind of underrated. I don't really see people talking about it.
I agree.
You know, they've got lots of good songs on here.
What's your favorite off the album?
Yeah.
Off this album? Probably either this one that we just played, Greatest Faction, or it's probably in between Machu Picchu or Undercover of Darkness.
I've heard Machu Picchu. I like that one. My sister's a big Strokes fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Strokes... I'm pretty sure they had there's one song that they had that was in a FIFA game. I'm pretty sure it was like the soundtrack.
I loved
FIFA. Side note, FIFA music used to go crazy.
I know.
Yeah, actually I think it might have been this song, but I'm not 100%
sure. Which one?
Greatest Faction when it's played. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure, but
yeah, no, FIFA music back in like 2014, 2015.
Yeah.
Used to go crazy.
Mhm.
What's that one
song? There was that one song went like, it's a no.
Oh, that one, yeah.
I love that song. Yeah. That was a banger.
FIFA soundtracks are a vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot take, FIFA soundtracks are better than 2K soundtracks.
I agree.
Ooh, yeah.
Because 2K is just that thug rap music.
Machu Picchu is the song in FIFA.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Machu, okay, that's on there.
Should we play it?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to play it? Okay, I mean, let me see how long it is.
Yeah, I haven't heard it.
Pause.
Okay. Got 5 minutes left. Right,
we'll compare it. 3.5 minutes. I think that's enough time.
Yeah.
All should right. be more than enough time.
Yeah.
Okay. The show on the road.
Machu Picchu by The Strokes. Just to hear a little comparison from Mir.
Thank you.
Mir, hope you like it. Yeah. Yes.
That was Machu Picchu by The Strokes. We only have 30 seconds left, so Amir, what do you think?
I liked it. Thank you for putting it on. Adriel has been putting me on a lot of great music. And thank
Glaze,
you, Adriel.
Glaze.
Shut up, Mario!
No, don't tell me to shut up ever again in your life. Do you hear me?
I hate you.
Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? And this has been CJSF Radio at SFU.
Yeah. I'm Adriel.
I'm Mir.
I'm Luca.
And I'm Mario.
See you next week.
This has been a great time. And yeah.
Adios, amigos. Week.